Okay, Spec Striker. So, we know there's a din of Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra and Sofik Derabbanan L'Kula. So, Spec Striker is a double Sofik that works even for Deraisa. So, the Gemara has the famous case in Ksubas, Amar Rav Lozer, Omer Pesach Pasuch Matosi. Right? A man has relations with his wife. Now in those days you were Mekadesh, and then there was a whole year that you didn't live together, and then you had Nisuin. So the question is, if she was Mazana in that year, then she's an Eshashishas and she's also to him. So Omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman Lo Osolov. So he says that the Pesach is Pasuach. That means there was no Basulim there. So she was Mazana. So then he's Neman to Aser. So Frakta Gemara Vamai Sfek Svekahu. Isn't it a Sfek Sveka? Because Sofek Tachtov, Sofek Ein Tachtov. Maybe she was already had relations before she was in Arusa, and then she wouldn't be Aser to him. She was an Eishus Ishtar. And even if it's Tachtov, maybe she was raped. Sofik Ba'ona, Sofik Barotzen. So the Gemara says, so therefore, you see from here that Sfek Sfek would be Mutter, to be Matir, this is the rice. So the Gemara says, Lotzricha, Be'eshus Kohen. Be'eshus Seim, Be'eshus Shrel, called Obil Ba Avua, Kedushin Pochus, So Eishus Kohen is one possibility, because there's no din of heter of onus by an Eishus Kohen, so then you don't have that suffix. Or that she was married before age of 3. The father accepted Kedushin before the age of 3. So Mimela, if the father accepted Kedushin before the age of 3, so then we assume that if somebody was nivellus before the age of 3, it grows back. So by the fact that it didn't grow back, so obviously it wasn't before the age of 3. And anything after the age of 3, she was already an Eishes Ish. The Tosis has a kasha. He writes, "Same of Eishes Yisrael, Kedoshim Avia, Kedushim Pchusim Vashir." Mitoma Kati to Sfek Sveka, because Sfek Onus, Sfek Ratzon. Right, Mitoma Solom of Ratzon, Sfek Shiktana. Even to Ratzon, but if she's a Ktana, Pita Ktana Onus. He's almost the same Onus Chadu. It's the same Sfek. Because if it's Baratzon, that's one suffix. If it's a bonus, and even Baratzon is onus by Iktana, so it's the same thing. What's the bonus of Baratzon? There are two ways of saying it. Did he force her, or did he convince her? But if he convinces her, that's also forcing by Iktana. So it's the same suffix. So that's what Tosa says. That's why it's not called a Sfek Sveka by Nashus Yisrael Kabul Kedusha Pachas Shem Onus Chadu. So, the question we have to discuss is, what is the yisoid of the kula of Sfek Sveka? Why is Sfek Sveka mutter? So the Pnei Yeshua here on page 3, he says, right, Ufize had the kaimel on Sfek Sveka l'kula, Lo Pershu Rabbeinu Hecha remiza umenolahu. A kochem oshakos of harashpa the sfeke sfeke havikemo rov. Because if you have a suffix that's 50-50, now within the 50, it's not so sure. So it's like 75%, 25%. Because one suffix is 50-50, and then within the 50, we're chiseling it down. So basically, he's saying a sfeik sfeika is rov. And a rov is a biru, even for the raisa. Sfeik sfeik onus davogav the onus chad miuto fil hachu tzarfi miuto lepag v'havle ruba de hetera And this Rashba is a Tshuva Sarashba. It's a long Tshuva Sarashba, but I got you the line on page 6 on the bottom. Tedel Cha'o, the Sfeik Sfeika Adain Kerov. Fevshar the Olim Heter Yosemi Rov. So that's one way to learn. Another way to learn Sfeik Sfeika is the Prima Garden based on the Rambam. So there is a famous Rambam on page 4. Perek Tes Halach Yud Beis. So this is the famous Rambam Shita, that Sofek the Raisa Lukhumr is only a Din Drabban. It's only a Din Drabban. So Bameila, the way the Prima Gadim is going to say, take a look in the Prima Gadim, is so if you have a suffix, you go l'chumra, but that's only a din d'rabban, right? And then you have a suffix on that, so that's a suffix d'rabban l'kula. That's how sfeik sfeik works. That's the Prima Gadim says it b'das Rambam on page in the Givin Svaradim on page 8. So you have one svar is that you based on the truth is around the rove, and the other. So if you take a look in the Rambam, page 4, so there's a famous bracket to the Rambam. And the Rambam writes, Afal Pikein Dovish Chayovim al Zdono Koras Feiko Osu Mena Torah. So he also Chayav Hashem Vaday. Hashem Toler. So the Rambam sheet is that a Sofik the Raisel Lakula is only a Din Drabbanon. One second. That's only by something that's not Chayef Karis. But chayv koris, then suffik deraisa l'chumer zeh deraisa. And then, like Rav Shechter pointed out, if you say like that, then when it says before arayis and shabosos, there was the problem with this. The brackets is that it's so said the line before, because arayis and shabosos are also chayv koris. So you have to say, like I think Rav Shechter mentioned, that that has to be talking about like in yonei Shabbos that are not koris, like tchumin or you know, things like that. But so some don't like this bracket. Rav Shechter pointed out the reason for the bracket is because we have a concept in the Torah of an asham toloi. It means you did something that it's a safek chiv. So if it's mutter to do, then why are you bringing asham toloi? If it's safek the rice of the chum is only a din d'rabbanan, that means the rice is mutter to do. So why is there a korban? So that's why, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that's why the bracket said that there must be a difference by an isakaris. And that's because the harai, the Torah's Mechayev and Asham Tali, 1 second. But the other way, as Rav Shechter pointed out, is to assume that no, that Asham Tali, according to the Shita, that you need Ikvei Surah. There's a machlok, is what if you have one piece of fat? You don't know what it's chelov for, and you eat it. So is that Asham Tali, or Asham Tali is only when you have two pieces? One is for sure fat, and one chelov osur, and one is Shuman Mutter, but you don't know which is which. So there's Ikvei Surah. So one sheet in the Gemara says that by Ikvi Isura, he bring an Asham Toloi. So Rav Shechter pointed out, there are two ways you can answer this question, why is an Asham Toloi different? Either because you assume, like the brackets here, that something the Raisa on a Kares is a Din the Raisa, or you assume that that Ikvi Isura is different. But not that there's a chiluk between koris versus not koris. The easier way to assume that, take out the brackets, which he says arayis and shabosos, like Rav Shechter pointed out, then he would source himself. Or if you want to say that arayis and shabosos, like Rav Shechter may have said, there's talking about not koris issues of arayis and shabosos. It's a little difficult. Or you say this other chiluk. Yeah.
Shabbos and arayis are also a little skill. Otherwise.
Right, but they're chorus.
It's an aspect of the chorus, but that's not what they're referring.
It's more. It's chorus plus.
There's no Asham Tali on it for Misa.
Yeah, but he's saying that whether Sufik Daraisa on a chorus is Nisa Daraisa or not, or it only Nisa Darabanan. So at first he says it's Divrei Sofrim. So. And he includes Arayis and Shabbosos. Then in the next bracket, it's like Rav Shechter pointed out, he's saying that Sazdon of Choris is different. So, but he just sosa one line. The fact that it's also Skila, that's not going to make anything better for us. Fakir, it makes it more chomer. It makes it more chomer. That there's Nissa Choris and Nissa Skila. It doesn't make it more kal.
Nissa Choris is the precedent of Asham Tali.
There's a Sadhguru says that the Kabbalah is a whatever. I'm going to be alone in the Kumra and the Raisa. You would say that's for yourself. Whatever that is. Okay. So, now what do you have to do? We have to look in the Trumas Adashin. I told you, you have to know every Trumas Adashin. Did I say that?
Always
said that, right? Right? You have to know every Truma Sedeshin, or else nothing to speak about. Okay, let's look on page 13 first. Okay, we're up to page 13. The Truma Sedeshin. I always tell that mechuyev to know every single Trumas Hadeshin. Any serious Baal Halacha has to know every Trumas Hadeshin. So what's the case here on page 13? Terev Atzlach V'yafishlach HaShlomo Ahuvi Amiti Yuzman Katz Alas Feki B'chor Shashiv Harish Kashik Savdu Kvalta Shish Lachim Parachol Levis Yolda Acharkach Lahotzi Avlam Yisfeki D'B'chor. Because you have a para that gives milk, and then it gave birth. To twins. Right, but we don't know which one came out first. So is it a suffix b'chor? So it says sheish l'hakav b'parah cholevish sheyolda chachach lotzi avlad misfeket b'chor. In other words, normally the assumption is if a para gives out milk, that means it already gave birth previously. So if a chor is giving out milk, so if you have a suffix on a bechor, a chor, it can be pushed to suffix by the fact that it's cholevis. The Nochri is Mesiach Lefi Tumo, that it is Cholev. Kenzo Shakach and Imodo Ba. One second. So the question is, you have a Sfeksvekia, because maybe it gave birth before, and each one now gave birth to twins. So it's a suffix whether. So each one is a suffix faker, because maybe this twin was the second. Mm-hmm. And even if it was the first, but maybe there was something that came before. Mm-hmm. But the question is that called Shem Echad? Because you could say, the bottom line is. It's just the b'chor or not the b'chor. That's the same. There was no difference whether you're number two or you're number three. If you're not number one, you're not number one.
But really, the fact that the cow has milk, isn't that like a badai proof that it
started lactating during pregnancy, the first one?
Yeah. So he writes over here, Mashakosov, the left arrow. Mashakosov, the Shem Chad Sveka, who lay so, the Vadim Yolda a Zohar Nekeva. See, if it had a Zohar Nekeva, Vavim Safkal and Aza Nafak Tchila, can't move the Ira Mikorov Kodims a Betraviza, Shalani Marenu Rav Moshe, Halatova Rotzaloma, the Kamhud. chad sfekahu. Vesi lo rayus the chashiv shapir sfek sfekafil b'kagavna. Vafli vidrov lo domi sfek sfekadidach. The hasam asovik achman in a mosif umati klum yosim in arishon. In arishon yosim in achman. Sfekashem yoldo kvar. Niftukvar Rachma Kodim Shah Yolda Akshav Hani Taumim, Safik Achman, Nainaim means that the Shem Hakeva Yolda Khilov, Niftar Harachim, Kodim Leda Zazacha, Nakeva Gufa Enaf Kusa. In other words, if it would be a Zachar and Nakeva, right, twins, and we had a Safik maybe something be before, so then it's Shemecha. Because bottom line is, it's one Safik. But in that case, I mean, you know, the Safik Arishon Matya Tvei Menachron. The Yolda Kvar Kim Kein Eilo Tomo Shneim Pshutos. There is, the word is, and we're going to see this in the Chokhmah Sadim. If the first Safik, even if it's the Shem Echad, but one is more overarching. And overarching, because here, if it was two males, so then, and it's a Safik, maybe something before, so that takes care of both that there's no shayla on. Whereas the first one, something is saying maybe there was a previous birth. So then these two are for sure no problem. And even if there was no previous birth, but maybe this one came out before the other one. But the first suffix is overarching. It does everything. Mm-hmm. Does everything. One second. But that's if it's two boys. But if it's a girl and a boy, so then the cave is no shaykhis anyway. So either way, the first suffix and the suffix is equal of its scope. Because the first suffix is going to pat to the boy, and the second suffix is pat to the boy. If it was two boys, then one of them, then the first suffix is patering both. But if it's a girl and a boy, so that's what he's saying, that he thinks there's a difference between a suffix with two girls, a boy and a girl, versus two boys. And that's the word. Is the one suffix more overarching than the other? And if it's more overarching, then that's not called Shem Echad. Even though bottom line it is Shem Echad, but that's, in Hilchos Sfek Sfeika, that's not called Shem Echad. If one of the Sfeikas is more overarching.
Two
Zecharim, because then, two Zecharim, if there was a later before, that basically patters both of the Zecharim. Right? But if it was a Zachar and a Keva, so then the lady before only patters the Zachar, which in the cave is not a shayla anyway. And this suffix of the suffix and Zachar in the cave also only patters. And this is quoted in the Shach on page 9. Kachosov Bepiske Mari Simon Kuf Laman, Almasha Shalu, Besimon Kuf Chof Tes, Besi Irim, Shenoldo, Meez Achas, Shaisa Cholevis, Vizelashon of Odivorli, Imish Lahatir, Abez Bukhariz, Meez Echad, Mitam Svek Svek, Shem is a Yotzer Rishon, and Kim Soloma, the Yotzer Rishon, Shem Halacha Mandomar, Cholov Poter. Right. So then he says, "Achtzas nirali dochach." Because of my time at the Mandomer Cholov Poter, Mishum Derov Behemos Ein Cholov. Imkain Yoldos Imkain Akol Shem Echad. Who? That was right. That was the Lashon Hashoel. The Heishiv Mari. That's the Truma Sedeshin. Few Lekeman the Sover Cholov Poter. Mikomokam Lekeman the Polid Sveika. Who? Shem Yoldok Var. Imkain Sveik Sveika. Shem Yoldok Var. Viyulah Gedoyim Shneim Pshutim. So Salomarcha Igul Meimar. Right, That would have been Shem Echad. But this is not. That's a good Trumas Hadashin. That's a good Trumas Hadashin to know. Ferrari, that's a good Trumas Hadashin to know. Okay, so now let's see, there's another nice makor in the Tesis on page 15. By Kalim of Goyim.
Doesn't the Shach argue on this at the end?
Yeah, so you're saying the Shach. Yeah, let's look at the choices first on page 15. Okay.
Same post Gimashi Rabbi Natan Vari, the Stam Kalim Aina Bene Yomon. Stam Kalim used the Stam Kli of a guy, right? Aina Bene Yomon. You're not sure. Was it Sveik Sveika? Say Sveik the Stam Shubo Hayom, or Esmol, Vavil Stam Shubo Hayom, Shem and Stam Shubo Dover Shahu Pogim, Bein, Dover Shainu no Sin Tam.
So it's a Abba question is, isn't that Shem Echad, right? Bottom line is it going to make a Tam Pogum or not a Tam Pogum? So that's Shem Echad. So you say the same idea as this Trumas Hadashin. That because the suffix of yesterday, that's an overarching suffix. That means it's for sure, no matter what you used it for, it would have been. So that's the same idea. So now let's go back to the shot. So this Tosis is a similar notion to this.
Over there, you would have the Sotek and Ben Yom, or Sotek Ben Yom and Ben Yom, and also a Sotek that was used for Isser now, which is a different topic.
Yeah.
So it should be better.
Yeah. Who points out this Tosis? Here, look at the Shach on the bottom of page 9.
Who is it? Is it?
Yud Beis. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really the Hach Uvdo Lav Shem Echad. Who? Even the Savag Rishon Matir Tvei. Chinam Ibechad Hem and Kevin. It's really the Lav Shem Echad. Even the Savag Rishon and Shem Echad Mem Bechor. Kachan Nichol Olikshim had the Kaimelon. The Kamon Sim Kuf Chav Beis Stam Kelim Im Bnei Yom Chosav Shom Toses Tam Shom Davi Sveik Sveika Savik Nishtam Shubo Hayom Tim Sol Nishtam Shubo Hayom Shem Nishtam Shubo Bedov Shub Pogim Kedos and Tam Kash Lachora Hashem Echad Hu Dafim Tim Sol Nishtam Shubo Hayom Lo Shari Yom Mishum Dinos and Tam Lufkam Vada Hainu Taim The Savik Rishon The Hainu Shem Lo Shtam Shubo Hayom Im Kain Have you Yadana Bavadi Shalom Shtam Shbo Hayom, the Olam who knows in Tam of Gam, or Tashi Shulab of Safik Akron, the Shem Shtam Shbo Bidova Pogim, saying in those Tamas, in Mashu Tashma, Evshadafka, the Pogim Tashu Zay, Mashbir Tashu Lachim. Sofek Arishon Matir Tvei Ben Arishon Lo Hashem Yachad. So he says that this Yisod explains, the Shach explains this Yisod, explains the Tosfos as well. Gracie Placy on page 17. So it says V'hine on the bottom left. V'hine Yesh Dakti Kfi Masha Kosev Atshuma Sedeshen Deheche Desofek Echad Mosi Fala Sheini Sul Shach Shem Lomes Chuchat Avkan Desofek Echad Mosi Fala Chaveru Ach Sofek Shem Perotzon Ba'ones Einu Ach Latir Labayla Ava Lite Laksubo Ba'isho Sakes Ech Nita Neger Harov The Rov of Barotzon became lace like suba, lachs fake sveka, dolo sofik tana, pita tana onasum, kaivli tame like suba. Tamarin tana hoisa, deima rotsal hafsik subasum. He came in there as fake sbolim kech, and him get a shemech. So he's saying, Tosas asks, there's the kash over there, that even, that it's a, that the sofik onas sofik rotsal, but even if it's a rotsal, maybe she's a tana, sofik. Peter Tana Onus, but he's saying it's really not, according to the Truma Sadeshin's definition, it's really not, because if she would be a Sophic Onus of Grotzon is Latir Labaila. But we're not going to give her the Ksuba, because Rove is Barotzon. We're not going to give her the ksuba. We're over Masayla and Cheska's mama. Okay, we're not going to give her the ksuba. But by with the other svar Peter Tana, we would give her the ksuba. Welcome to Rov Masayla and Cheska's mama. As lina with mama nacharov. And here's Cheska's mama. Is that the man has the money? He doesn't have to give her the ksuba. So now let's take a quick look in the famous Ramah by Chodosh. Should I do this next year? Should we do some Chodosh stuff? Some Kedusha, first part of Kedusha. Right. But we know the din is that after the second day of Pesach, it's a new cycle. So the Ramah writes the Kula to eat, page 24. So Ramah writes a famous thing.
So Malkum comes down to a Shari Lachar Pesa, because it's fake staker. Something in Mishon Shah Avra. In Tomo Mishon Zu, Dilman Shoshokodim Ha'Ober. Maybe it was from last year. So, or even this year, maybe it was already in Nishrosh before. But the bottom line is, it's the same suffix. That's what Rabbi Kivega asks. Tomahu, Shem Onis Chadhu. The Mali Mishon Shavah, Mali Mishon Zu. Everything, it's this year Tezayin Nisan, and everything before that since Brias Oilam. It's all the same. And now it's everything after that, so it's one suffix. He says it very nicely, the Plesi. Look at the Plesi, he says it even starker. Look at the Plesi on page 18. On the last paragraph. Kimokin Gabi Chodesh, Da Sheikhar Mutter, Yesh Sveik Sveika, Sovik Mishon Azu, Sovik Mil Shal Ashtakar, Dolom Sham Azu, Dil Mishish Kodom Over, Kosha, Kol Sovik Mil Shosh Kodom Over, Mal Mashi Shmu Echad, or Shana Achas, Kol Had, Imke Mali Sovik Ashtakar, Mali Sovik Yom Echad, Kodom Over, Kol Sovik Echad, Derek Zata Yeholos Esses Sveikas, Shem Hishrish, Rosh Kodesh Oder, Sovik Hishrish Kodesh Fak, Hey Tommy. Well, that's enough kamin. So, mechuvim the shvish kodem over.
Harifus.
He says you can say, well, every day is a suffix. Was it Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Was it Rosh Chodesh Adar? Was it Rosh Chodesh? So the Chai Odom deals with this. So look on page 22, Sif Yud Zayin. Lo nikra sveik sveika elim kein hasha sofik echad matir yosef mechavero venerali de'ena kavon shir nafke mina be'emes leheter ala ratzolom shir has besofik arishon muter v'gamre v'em bo shum tzad isu im tim solom yish medov is a tzad isu mikol mokam esher shafil hochi muter nimsa sofik aseini matir yosef ben arishon. He says like this: Adimyon, Achba shenotol chatiches lechem, v'nichnos lebayis baduk. Any other im hayal lechem, chametz or matzah, right? Achba took something in. We don't know was matzah or chametz. So it's a sveik sveik. Shem a matzah, shem a chametz. If it's all chametz, maybe he ate it up. But bottom line is, isn't it the same suffix? Is it here or is it not here? So he says, no, the word is, sfek sfek is enough to say it's a suffix whether there's a shayla bichlal. And even if there's a shayla, maybe not. So even though the bottom line is, it's the. So if it was matzah that he took in, then it's not a shayla bichlal. So even though you could say it's one suffix. So that's what he says in the Binas Adam. Yeah.
So how is that different than the pigeon and the band? Can we say apply the same principle? With the pigeon, with the animal. If there was milk, then it's not pigeon. Even if there wasn't, then we can still.
Are these animals put with pigeon? Is there anything in the room, or is there, if there's anything, is there chametz? There's two tzadim coming to,
right.
Now it's chayavim coming from different reasons, not whether or not there's is there a shayla, and if there is a shayla, is it mutter?
And that's how the Chachmas Adam explains the and Rav Lunzer and the Madaina Osher points out explains the Chadash thing. Because if it was last year's, I don't know if it was last year's produce, this year's produce. So I have to find that out. If it was last year's, nothing to talk about. Even if this year's, now I have to find out the date. But if it was last year's, I don't have to find out any dates. So that's it's. So even though there's no nafkamina, bottom line, but one is more overarching. See, the Truma Sedeshin's overarching was a different type of overarching. There, it was a nafkamina.
Well, what's the overarching?
There's no halos of being a certain year. There's a halos of being before Pesach.
Right, but it's still, there's nothing to talk about. You know, I don't have to look into it. It's still a different suffix.
And what about the Truma Sedeshin's case?
Truma Sedeshin's case is also a similar idea.
Right.
It's the same idea.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Okay.
If it was something from before, there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
Sedeshin at least has two directions to get to the question. The Ramah is all, like I said, the Grisa Olam Ata, or is it?
Okay. Now I always, but I think this is an important yisod. This Truma Sedeshin and the Tosis and the Chachmas Adam. Now there's one Radvaz that I never fully understood. We'll try again this year. So far, all the years I've. Okay, we'll try again. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a big sheet on page 32. He holds. Let me say, the regular way people say is what? That Vilna Gaon sheet is that once it's Shkia, it's Bein HaShmashos. For another, say, in 13 and a half minutes, maybe in America it's a little bit longer. And so you have 13 and a half minutes suffik, and then Gimel Kochavim, that's it. And the Vilna Gaon sheet, and the Rabbeinu Tam is, no, 58 and a half is Vadayom, and the suffik is from 58 and a half to 72, and then 72 is the three stars. So Moshe changed the world. He said, no, that Rabbeinu Tam is really fit, in New York is 50 minutes, because that's where the stars are. It can't be more than that, 50 minutes. So that means Rabbeinu Tam is 4 mil to Lila, and the Gros 3/4 mil. So if you're the math professor, if 4 mil is 50, the 3/4 is 9.
Right. Right.
So the Vilna Gaon sheet is that really in New York, 9 minutes, and the Rabbeinu Tam is 50. Now he says you're not allowed to be somich on the Vilna Gaon, but it's really 9 minutes, which is. So, really, for the first 9 minutes, you have a sfeik sfeiker.
It's going to be left in an Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. I once spoke to Rav David about this.
Doesn't fit the physics.
Yeah. But this is Rav Moshe. So he says that. So, for the first 9 minutes, you have a sfeik sfeiker because sfeik, Rabbeinu Tam, sfeik de Gra. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vadayom. According to Gra, it's a Sofik. And even according to Gra, it's a Sofik, but it may be Yom. So the first 9 minutes, it's still, you can treat it as Yom.
Mm-hmm. You can pass from this
one. Yeah, for different things. So 9 minutes, you can still treat it as Yom. Like he says for Hefsek Tara,
for bris mila.
He talks about bris mila. You know, but the mice of people don't do this. You know, once it's right after Shkia, they're going to do the bris.
Then he passed
on
once for bris mila.
It could be, but the mice, we don't do that.
Have you said that it's born Friday night Shmashos, they do the bris the following Sunday?
Yeah. This is born after Shavuot on Friday night.
On Friday night.
So they're not going to do it on Shabbos. Right? They'll do it Sunday. Right?
Or do it Friday.
You can't do it Friday.
Harder or lunch? Do it Sunday.
Sunday.
Right.
Sunday.
It's
harder or lunch.
And then he speaks about that same Trumas Adeshin. This is the Suffolk Rishon is Mata Yosir. So the same thing over there.
It's hopping out of the Trumas Adeshin.
The same there, yeah. That's on the fourth column here on page 32. So what is he saying? The what? Because here also, it's okay. Near them, because if the Allah is like Rabbi Natam, it's Yom. Nothing to talk about. Going to the Groh, it's a suffix, but then it's Yom. But according to Rabbi Natam, it's Glot. It's a similar type of idea. So it's not Shem Echad. We could say it's Shem Echad. It's not Shem Echad. That's the same Yisod that we've been harping on. Now, there is a tshuva in the Radvaz.
Is there another issue? If this is a good sake, if the second suffix is only a suffix.
No, you could say, maybe you could say Shem Echad here, because bottom line is it Yom or is it Laila? Right? The two sfeikas is maybe we're passing like Ragua, maybe Rabbi Natan. And even if we're passing like the Grom, but maybe Baina Shmashos is Yom. Or Laila, whichever way you want. Yeah. So he has a case here. Like said in the Radvaz on page 34, Maisa Haya Batinak should no lot Erev Shabbos. Acha Shkia Sachama. Kodim Shaniru Gimu Chachovim. So he was born on Friday during Beit HaShemashos. So when should be the Bris? Yesh Omrim Nimo Lashmini, Shu Yom Shishi. Because on one hand, if we're taking into account Rabbein Atam, so according to Rabbein Atam, the bris should be on Friday. And even if you don't like the Grah, then maybe it's Yom also. There's Ramosha's discussion. So So do you have a sfeik sfeika? Shuvi, my dover vada is not being betchila shkia, the sof shkia dover posher the nimol shmona, the kat yomu. He calls for a toysis. He's saying, if it's born after shkia, between shkia and rishon, shkia rishon is at shkia, shkia shnia is like 58 and a half minutes. So if it's born in that thing, he says, for sure, Rabbeinu Tam, you should do it on Friday. Right, but he says
before the Grah, who's the Bar Kokhba and Rabbeinu Tam?
Well, the Gaonim, the Gaonim, the Gaonim. Rabbi Kahn always says. Rabbi Kahn always says that with the Gaonim.
The Rambam. The Rambam Pashas.
Yeah. So he says, but here, it was a suffix. So as if it was a Vaday, here it was a suffix, whether it was like 40 minutes after Shkia, or was it 60 minutes after Shkia. If it would be 40, then he'd say for sure Friday. If it was 60, so now it's already a suffix. Right? Because that's not during Ben Hashmashas to Rabbeinu Tam. So now if it's a suffix, you have to go l'chumra and give the bris, on Sunday. Rabbi David Vada should know the kol meshkiyah lo nilach achmir d'lo amar v'niyoyin chum shabbos. So now the question is, why don't you say sfeik sfeik? Yeah, look at the third column, page 35, where the arrows are. Hilchach zatina ki madaver vaydei shenol lahoshi rotsu ein tchila shkia l'sofa nimo l'ches da'inu yom shishi da'kat yomu l'chol dover rotsu l'sosu tofezu. Yeah, but mashi yesh dag li madaver sofik imnolad kodim sofa shkia o achat sofa shkia v'kodim shenur gimu chavim madi da molchor nira shenimo l'yom shishi l'sfeik sfeikahu Shema kodim sof hashkia yom mamish. Right. In tzitzolom ha'achar sof hashkia ben hashmashu shema ben hashmashu satsmo kulo me'ayom. Kein nimul shishi, trey sveik nino. But as you should have a sveik sveika, yeah. Because if it's a sofik, it should also be on Friday. Because it's a sveik sveika. Shema kodim sof hashkia yom mamish. It was during Ben Hashmashos, but maybe Ben Hashmashos itself is yom. Well, kamein the shapir tishkach the Ben Hashmashos gimel sfeikos yeshbo. Sof ikulam in a yom menafkemil motzei Shabbos. Sof ikulam in a layla. Sof ikyeshbo min a yom min a layla. Because Ben Hashmashos is not just a sof ik yom sof ik layla. It's not all or nothing. Maybe it's yom, maybe it's layla, but maybe part of it's yom and part of it's layla. A few yellow suffix, Achelomash and Mysa Yakorum, especially you, Adam School of Yitkala Siri, Shalov Sadu Dover. So, why does that make it? So, I never understood what it is in the Kudu here. Yes. Still, but it's still a sfeik sfeika. Unless you say sfeik sfeika is the rov tzadim, but then you have the tzadim on the other side that maybe.
It might not be rov.
Right, because in other words, normally you have rov tzadim. So you have. But here he's saying. In other words, he's not working with the Gra. The Gra is not part of his
Pisma. Rabbeinu Tam. Only Shaila is, we're not sure whether it was in the Suffolk of Rabbeinu Tam or the Vader of Rabbeinu Tam. So you have, so if it was in before 58 and a half, it's for sure fried. And even if it's 58 and a half, it should be. But since the Suffolk is not whether it's Yom or Lila, in other words, it could be part of it is Yom, part of it's Lila, and maybe it was in the Lila part. So that maybe takes away from the Sfek Sfeika, because.
Still Rove.
Still Rove, right?
Still Rove.
Because.
Still 50 was, plus whatever that
you have. You have one side that it was in the daytime. Right. Mamish, before Fekdeh. Then Benish Mashos has three Sfekas. So if it's Benish Mashos itself is Yom, you're good. Even if part of it's Yom is good. But it could be also it's part of it's Lila, and the whole thing could be Lila, so maybe that negates it.
One of the Sfeikos is going to push the Suffolk to one side, and one of the Sfeikos is going to push the other. The definition of Benish Mashos is either Yom or Lila, and that Suffolk is going to push the Suffolk of when it's born to one of the directions. The fact that it pushes it both directions means you can't rely on that to do it on Yom Shishi. If Benish Mashos is Yom, then the Suffolk.
So if we have a Suffolk, first of all, maybe it was before Benish Mashos.
Right, that's one.
Right.
That's one. Now we need another one. So he's saying.
Definition is the Suffolk of Benish Mashos. What is Benish Mashos? So the
right,
Suffolk Benish Mashos, that means it's Suffolk Lila, or is it Suffolk Yom? Suffolk Lila is going to push it to Suffolk, right? So the Lila is going to push it to.
Right. So why isn't this worse than any other Suffolk?
The definition of what is Benish Mashos.
There's any Sfeik, you have one Suffolk and then the other Suffolk. But here, whereas maybe it's Kula Yom, maybe it's Mitzvah Yom, or maybe it's Kula Lila, maybe it's Mitzvah.
The Sfeik can help you make it on Friday, it can help you make it on Sunday. The Sfeik is going to go either way.
No, but you always still have that first Suffolk. That it's Friday, that's for sure. Right. On the side that it's Friday, right. You're good. So why is this fake faker worse than? He's saying you can't use Benish Mashos as a fake faker because there's three fakers here. So and so maybe it's Yom, but maybe it's Lila. That's the way every suffix is. Maybe it's mixus, Yom mixus Lila. And yeah, I never fully chap why how the Radvaz is negating this fix faker here.
That's it, the horse. Suffolk when it was born, the Suffolk what Benish Mashos is, to say that it was born in the Yom part of Benish Mashos is the same shame echad of saying it was born on Friday, potentially. And therefore, that negates that echad side.
Is he negating the Sfek Sfeika?
Or is he?
Hilka, Hapil Yelano, Suffolk Ach, Yelano, Shemaisa, Yelano, Shemaisa, the Varm Shkum Yakul Asir Shalom, Pakistan of the Abba India, Nimon Shmini Shalom Khusar's man. It seems to be just concerned that maybe. Saying, where are we saying that the Rabbi is saying only one Suffolk now?
Well, he's explaining to you why he.
Right, why it's
only. Why isn't it a Sfek Sfeika?
Right.
It's like a tradition that the Suffolk of Benish Mashos, the definition of it is overarching. The whole thing boils down to the Suffolk Fridays and the Shabbos.
Okay, think about it some more. Okay, so tomorrow 9:30 again. Tomorrow what's on the